The Triple M Jay and Dave for breakfast, everything Mackay with Sundays. We're heading for that top today, around 30 degrees. If you missed anything on today's show, catch up at triplem.com.au.
You wouldn't believe who just rolls up here at Triple M every now and again. Steve Jacko Jackson, who does our footy tips each year.
Hey, how Jacko. Are you, mate?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm a little bit out of practice. Haven't done it for a while.
Out of practice of walking up the stairs because the elevator's out.
The lift's out and I had to walk 3 flights, and that's why I was puffing when I walked in.
Wow. See, I would have actually said you're out of practice with your tips. From last year as well.
No, I'll be good this year, so it's not far away, the football. But I've just come up to talk to you boys about a young fella, Mackay boy.
Yeah.
He fought for an Australian. He's 9-0. He fought for an Australian title down on the Gold Coast. I flew down for his professional bouts, won 9 fights.
Yeah.
And he's at the Entertainment Centre tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I don't know all the details, but like, this kid has got a hard head. I tell you, I sat beside his dad down on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
First 3 or 4 rounds, he was copping a hide, and I said to his dad, gee whiz, this is not looking good. And he said, look, I'm telling you, not just because he's my son, but he gets stronger as the fight goes on. 10 rounds, won the Australian title. Now he's defending it tomorrow night at the MEC.
Oh.
So
I did see
at home
something.
As well. That's awesome.
At home,
I did
yes.
see something about that. So obviously, you know, if you're a Mackay local, get along there and support him.
Yeah,
has he got the makings to become like the next Jeff Horn?
Oh, look, he's tough. He's fit. And that's the two main ingredients in this boxing game. I tell you now, football's easy compared to boxing. You can hide on a football field and blame 12 other players.
Yeah.
But in the ring, there's only yourself and there's nowhere to hide.
Is that why you reckon footy players go to try their hand at boxing? Because that seems to happen a lot.
But footy players got a hard head.
You're right.
And in boxing, you have got to have a hard head to actually aim at your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, look, I think the kid's got it to make it. And as his record states, 9-0, so 9 wins, 0 losses as a professional fighter.
That's brilliant.
And his weigh-in is this afternoon at the MEC at 4:30, so I'm going to get along to have a look at him. But this kid is one fit young man.
We're just trying to get him on the air.
22
or 23? Get him on the air on Monday, Dave.
Yep, leave it with us.
We'll see what happens at the fight on the weekend.
That'd be great.
All right, there you go.
A little bit of information for you boys.
Thank you, mate. Other than NRL, are you going to come back this year for tips?
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. Do you want me back?
Can you do better than you did last year, though?
Yeah. definitely.
You can't get any worse, can you?
No, hang on. I won more than I lost. Oh, they're into me already.
Oh, God,
Jacko, I'm going now.
Good to talk to you again, mate. Thank you for the info. As we head for our top today, we're going for around 30 degrees. Taylor in the Triple M Street Patrol next.